Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Peter John Baptiste, Senior Vice President Communications of the Cleveland Browns, joins us. So let's start with tomorrow's activities before we get to the game. It's the official unveiling of the autogram statue.
Yeah, that's tomorrow right down at the stadium. We're going to unveil the autogram statue right around 1:30. And it's, you know, it's great. It's part of our what we want to be as an organization. Our alumni is so important to us. They lay the foundation for what the Browns are and who we are. So obviously Otto Graham is very fitting of a statue tribute. So we're really excited about sharing this moment with our fans.
The big game, Sunday, 1 o'clock, a lot of excitement around our home opener. What should people know before they come downtown?
There's a couple things that have changed this year that we want our fans to know. Most importantly, us, along with the entire NFL, has gone to mobile ticketing. So that's new for our fans to learn about, new for them to experience. But it's going to be a much more efficient process of getting to the games. You got to download your Browns app. You got to put your mobile tickets in your Apple Wallet if you can, and have your phones ready when you're walking up to the gates.
Yeah, I think that's a smart way to go. I've got the mobile app, and you get all the notifications, whether there's trades, whether there's things going on. The Waze section of the mobile app is great, helping you out when you get downtown. And I know, as does Jen, from going to the games, it's also a good reminder, you want to get there early, right? You don't want to roll up to the door at 1 o'clock.
Game time on time is what we're saying. We want everyone coming. We want everyone in the building early. We want to take advantage of that home field advantage. We know Browns fans are awesome and excited. They're going to have the building rocking. We want the Titans to feel the Browns fans as soon as they walk on the field when the game starts. So what the other thing we're doing, just to kind of remind fans to get moving and get to the game, is we're going to put off some pyro above the stadium 2 hours before kickoff and then an hour before kickoff. We got all our fans enjoying themselves in the Muni lot, which is a good thing, and the other lots across Cleveland. But it's you got to get to that stadium early so you can get in the building and we can support this Browns team and make sure they feel our energy.
Peter, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. If people want to get more information, where do they go for that?
Oh, you can follow the Browns everywhere on social media, and you can get that in Browns.com, at Browns on Twitter, and download the mobile app, like Tim was saying earlier. You'll get those push notifications, and they'll tell you what you need to know about being a Browns fan and about getting in the stadium efficiently.